What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. September is Hispanic Heritage Month, and throughout the month, we'll be spotlighting the contributions Avenue musicians made to Latin music. On this week's show, we'll share Latin-inspired music from the great Neptown trombonist J.J. Johnson. J.J. was born in Indianapolis in 1924. He attended Crispus Attucks High School, where he studied with Attucks music teachers Norman Merrifield and Laverne Newsom. By age 17, J.J. was working professionally on the Avenue, including a 1941 date with the Clarence Love Orchestra at the Sunset Terrace. In 1942, J.J. left Neptown with the Benny Carter Band, beginning his historic career in music. J.J. worked with the greatest stars in jazz, including Miles Davis, Count Basie, and Charlie Parker. Throughout his career, J.J. incorporated Latin sounds into his music, including his classic 1954 sessions with Blue Note Records. Those recordings were released under the title The Eminent J.J. Johnson and featured the famous Cuban percussionist Sabu Martinez. We'll start this week's show with two tracks from that album, Old Devil Moon, followed by Jay. J.J. Johnson with Jay, featuring Sabu Martinez on percussion. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by exploring the Latin sound of J.J. Johnson. In 1954, J.J. was featured on the classic Dizzy Gillespie album, Afro. Afro featured Mongo Santa Maria on percussion and is considered a landmark recording in the history of Latin jazz. We'll hear four tracks from that album now: Manteca, Contrast, Jungla, and Rumba Finale. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music exploring the Latin sound of J.J. Johnson after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with an hour of music exploring the Latin sound of J.J. Johnson. Throughout his career, J.J. incorporated Latin music into his sound, and he performed on landmark recordings in the history of Latin jazz, including Kenny Dorham's 1955 album, Afro-Cuban. That record featured an all-star band, including Hank Mobley on sax, Horace Silver on piano, Art Blakey on drums, and Potato Valdez on percussion. We'll hear three tracks from that album now: Aphrodisia, Miner's Holiday, and Bashir's Dream. Kenny Dorham with Bashir's Dream, featuring J.J. Johnson on trombone and Potato Valdez on percussion. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by exploring the Latin sound of J.J. Johnson. In 1965, J.J. performed on Sonny Stitt's classic Latin jazz album, Matadors Meet the Bull. The album featured an all-star cast of Latin percussionists, including Tito Puente, Ray Barreto, and Joe Cuba. We'll hear a track from that record now. This is Let My People Split. That was Sonny Stitt with Let My People Split, featuring J.J. Johnson on trombone. On this week's show, we've been celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by exploring the Latin sound of J.J. Johnson. And we'll end with J.J.'s 1995 arrangement of the classic Cuban song, Malagueña. Thank you.
town, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.